नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 46। लिंग। एनग्रोस्ड इन सरप्राइज एंड सोरो, अर्जुन इन दिस वर्स दैट फॉलोज रिलेट्स हिज डिसीजन अराइव्ड एट आफ्टर दीज आर्ग्यूमेंट्स। यदि माम प्रतीकार मा शस्त्रम शस्त्रपाणय धार्तराष्ट्रारणे हन्युस् तन्मे क्षेमतरं भवेत्। इट वुड इंडीड बी बेटर फॉर मी इफ द सन्स ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र आर्म्ड विथ वेपन्स किल्ड मी इन बैटल with me while I will be unarmed and unresisting. Comment. Yadi ma ma pratikara ma shastram shastrapanayah dhartarashtra rane hanyus tanme shematram bhavet. Arjun says, if I turn away from the war, perhaps our opponents will also desist from it. Why will they fight if we are determined not to fight? But even if regarding us as their enemy, they zealously armed with weapons kill me, that will indeed be in my own interest, as it will be a kind of repentance for the determination which I had made in the war to kill my preceptors, and I shall be purified of the sins. It means that if I do not wage war, I will escape sin and my race will not be destroyed. When a man talks about a subject, it has its effect on him also. When Arjuna, possessed by extreme passion, started to speak in sadness, in the 28th verse, he was not so much overwhelmed with grief as he was now. Then Arjun did not turn away from war. But when on speaking, overwhelmed with grief, then Arjun did not turn away from war, but went on speaking, overwhelmed with grief. But at last, he turned away from war and sits down, having laid down his bow and arrow. Lord Krishna did not speak to enable Arjun to give an outlet for his feelings of sadness completely, because he knew that his teachings would be of some avail to him only when there was an outlet for his sorrow. An important fact: worldly people will support the arguments adduced by Arjun, but they will not agree with Lord Krishna, who will justify war later. The reason is that as Arjun is full of attachment and love, the worldly people also belong to the same class, so they cannot understand the point of view expressed by Lord Krishna, who always thinks about the welfare and benediction of beings. They will say that Arjun wanted to escape the sin by not waging war, but it was Lord Krishna who inspired him to wage war, so it was not proper on his part to do so. The fact is that Lord Krishna did not make Arjun wage war. He reminded him of his duty only. It was Arjun who had invited Lord Krishna to the war front. But seeing his kinsmen on the hostile side, he was turning away from his duty. So Lord Krishna reminded him not to neglect his duty out of delusion, but to wage war, because there was nothing more welcome to a member of the warrior class than a righteous war. For example, if a man is going to Badri Narayan, but by mistake he starts going in the opposite direction, he then happens to meet a person who asks him where he was going. The latter tells him that he has taken the wrong direction, so he should turn back in order to reach his destination. Here the person shows the right direction, the way, to to the man who had lost it. Similarly, Lord Krishna showed Arjun the right direction of his duty. After seeing his kinsmen arrayed on the war front, Arjun said to Lord Krishna, "I will not fight," in chapter 2, verse 9. But after hearing the gospel of Lord Krishna, he did not say, "I'll not fight," but he said, "I will carry out your bidding," in chapter 18, verse 73. Chapter 18, verse 73. That is, "I will do my duty." It shows that Lord Krishna reminded him of his duty. The fact is that war was inevitable because Lord Krishna himself, while revealing his supreme divine form to Arjun, said, "I am the mighty world-destroying time, the destroyer of the world. My purpose here is to destroy these people. Even if you do not kill them, all those warriors arrayed in the enemy's camp will not survive," in Gita chapter 11, verse 32. Thus, this destruction of human beings was inevitable. Even if Arjun did not fight, Yudhishthir, who with his four brothers married Draupadi by obeying his mother, would certainly fight by obeying her. Similarly, Bhima would never deviate from the war because he had already taken a pledge to kill the Kauravas. As far as Draupadi is concerned, she had even said that if her husbands, the Pandavas, did not fight, her father Drupada, her brother Drishtadyumna, her five sons and Abhimanyu would fight against the Kauravas. Mahabharata Udyoga. All these facts show that the war was inevitable. A man cannot control the happenings that are predestined. By discharging his duty, one can attain salvation, but by neglecting it, he can degrade himself. It means that man is free to attain either desirable or undesirable results. Therefore, Lord Krishna, by reminding Arjuna of his duty, has preached to human beings that they should always discharge their duty by following the ordinance of the scriptures and never turn away from these. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.